Thank you. Tusen tack. Magnus Öström, Dan Berglund, Esbjörn Svensson, EST. Tack för att ni har lyssnat.
My historical segment today has been sort of a mixture of an album from 2002 with EST, the Espen Svendsen Trio, and then a tribute album, symphonic versions of that trio's music by the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, which was released actually about 2016 or so. But those last two tracks you heard were two versions of Dodge the Dodo, which was one of EST's signature tunes. Before that, from Gagarin's Point of View, same thing. Very interesting. And that all started because I rediscovered the symphonic EST album that I had not played for many years, and I don't think I ever have sampled here. And I got so excited about it that I pulled out the EST Live in Gothenburg album to combine it with the symphonic versions. And there's some great players on that, playing along with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic or Symphony Orchestra, like the great Marius Nesset on saxophone, for example. There's some really good folks in there. I recommend both of those albums. If you like EST, the Live in Gothenburg one, which was a sort of a late released one, actually, but it's very fine. And the EST Symphony with the Royal Stockholm Symphony Orchestra is also just a great example of fine symphonic jazz. Two various parts of the genre these days that are getting increasingly interesting as they expand in new directions. And it's 12:24 already. And usually I give you this information earlier to noon, so I hope you're still interested. Here's what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. I hope you will take her advice. The program now is Voyage, between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black, and it has been my privilege to be doing this now for 24 and a half years, something? I don't know, something like that. And still not able to even scratch too deeply into the surface of the incredible jazz world that is complex and wonderful out there. So hang on, there's some great music still around both today and for as long as I can do it. Another album now that was one of my best ofs for the year, and in my top 10 anyhow, because I was forced to make that decision. This is saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock, and she has got a great album called The Last Quiet Place, which she explains is sort of an exploration of the fact that quiet places are few and far between, and her ultimate realization that I guess we all have to get to, that the last quiet place is actually inside ourselves. But her music here is just really great. Joining Laubrock on tenor and soprano are violinist Maz Swift, cellist Tomika Reed, guitarist Brandon Seabrook, bassist Michael Furmanek, and drummer Tom Rainey. Some very fine folks on that album. Laubrock is clearly on the sort of adventurous or avant-garde side of the bell curve, and the music is always fascinating, and this is a really fine album. Here's Ingrid Laubrock with Anticipation. That's a very neat album in that the music is extremely sort of very much up to date and dissonant and whatever, but it still maintains a sense of beauty and peace and accessibility. Interesting stuff. Saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock with two tracks from her excellent album called The Last Quiet Place. And we're getting, this day has just gone spinning way fast here. I'm not, I got a whole bunch of stuff that I might have been able to play, but now I can't. I always arrange to do more than I have time for, just in case something goes funky. But I've still got time for a couple more tracks. This next one, I'm going to play again a couple of, one track each. I was going to play more than one from the top 10 on my list again. This is Quebec pianist Jean-Tien M.G., very fine album called Walls Made of Glass. And I may be playing, as I say, I was going to play more than one track from a couple of these people, and I may just continue next week and play the other track that I wasn't able to play, but whatever. Jean-Tien M.G. on piano. Jean-Tien M.G. is actually Jean-Tien Michaud Gagnon, but she's known everywhere just as Jean-Tien M.G. So Jean-Tien M.G. on piano, Levi Dover on bass, and Louis Vincent M.L. on drums. From Walls Made of Glass, this track is Messange. Thank you. Messange, a track from Quebec pianist Gentiane M.G. and her terrific album called Walls Made of Glass. She has a great touch. I'm very sensitive to the touch of pianists, as my wife is a professional pianist. And she is very... well, she doesn't give out praise about touch very comfortably. Well, what am I trying to say? You have to really be good for her to give out praise. And when I played Andrea Keller earlier today and with Gentiane M.G., that touch gets a nod. And it certainly gets a nod from me, who is not a professional pianist, whatever. That good albums there, and a lot of great stuff, as I say, has come out of the year this year, and the same will be true next year, I'm sure. There's a couple of anticipated albums from artists that have indicated they're going to release something in the next couple of months, and I'm always trying to stay on top of at least some of that. I never can get all of it, but you get to hear some of the most incredible, just brand new stuff that I don't think you get to hear very often on radio anywhere. Having blown my own horn a bit, it's about time for me to get out of here. So what I'm going to do is just play a little bit more of EST from their album Live in Gothenburg with a track called Chapel. And that will take us to the end of our program today. You've been listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I feel it a privilege for me to be able to play the music that I enjoy, and the hours and hours that I spend listening to stuff that you get to hear here is not a labor of love. It's not a job at all. It's just fun. So I hope you have a good week. I hope that your New Year's Eve or your New Year's ending is a good one. And I would like to say that I hope we all start the new year with a sense of hope that purely is very hard to catch on to these days. But on the other hand, the resilience and the magnificent range of affection that is in us as humans will hopefully carry the day. I hope it does for you. Happy New Year to you all. This is Keith Black. I'll be back next week, next year, as the saying goes. Hope you will be too. Bye for now, and here's EST to take us home.